Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and to greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. I want Him to be yours. He can be yours. In fact, the Word of God says He came to be yours. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost, Luke 19:10. And if you've listened to me any time at all, you'll know. That is the verse God has given to me for this little radio ministry. My, what a great season that it is, the making of this program. We're getting ready to step out of an old year into a brand new one. And my, that stirs a lot of things in this old preacher's heart. I'll tell you, it does. And I believe it's an opportunity for us to consider many things and to seek for new things. Oh, we've got something passing away. We've got something brand new standing before us that none of us has ever experienced before. None of us. Now look, in this year that's just breaking, just dawning in just a few days, it will hold some of the things, many of the things that, we dealt with this year that's closing. I'll tell you what, there'll be new experiences, new times, new opportunities, but thank God there'll be old grace. There'll be old truths that are unchangeable. The Word of God will be there. The Spirit of God will be there. The promises of God will still be available to all of us. I'm speaking to people that as far as I understand about the nature of mankind, that none of us are perfect. And all of us from time to time need what I'm going to preach about. You pray for me for just a little while. Trust the message will be a blessing. I've opened my Bible to the book of Genesis, the book of Beginnings, chapter 13. Read a couple of verses there, probably four, and then I'll share the message with you that God has laid in my heart. I pray more than you can imagine, friend, that it'll be a blessing. And I believe that there's somebody listening, this old country preacher today, friend, that needs this message maybe more than I can understand. But I know this. I know my heart. I know what God's spoken to my heart. I know why I'm right here at this passage. Look, I preached out of it not too long ago. I've got a new message, but I'm going to preach out of it again. You enjoy this song that Debbie's going to do. The title of it is Just Around the Bend. Well, we got a new year ahead of this. Yeah, we do. We got a new year just around the bend. Now, this song happens to be about heaven. Enjoy it, then I'll be back.
I've heard of a land that's waiting just beyond the river. I've heard of a land that one day I will see. And I know that soon, and very soon, I'll take my journey to spend eternity. Thank you.
I like the thoughts of that. Look, if you're saved, you do too. But look, hey, we've got something just ahead of us. We all do. Like I said, it's the beginning of a new year, new opportunities, new challenges, new burdens, new blessings, new places to grow, new times, friend, to fail. But listen what this old preacher is going to say. New opportunities to get it right. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. For just a little while, the book of Genesis, chapter 13, beginning at verse 1, and reading down through verse 4, I'm going to talk about new beginnings. New beginnings. I don't know of anybody that does not, on an occasion, not at some time of their life, and maybe for some of us, multiple times, that we need a new beginning. You say, preacher, not me. Not me, but can I ask you something? Can I ask you then, even before I read my text verse, why did God write in the Word of God the things like He wrote like this? He said this, He said, but if we walk in the light, that's hypothetical, if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to, watch this, forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He goes on to say in verse 1 of chapter 2, my little children, these things are right in you that ye sin not, but if or since, or in light of the fact that any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. So look, God knows more about us than we know ourselves. Can I tell you the beginning? I'll probably tell you again before we get to the end of this message. I hope that I do because of the grace of God, because who God is, the God of all grace, no failure is final. I'm talking to somebody, and everybody that I'm talking to has failed in some manner or another. I mean, look, they've been putting erasers on the end of pencils for a long time, folks. Don't you get too high. Don't you get too up out of here. Don't you reach for that dial and turn. Look, I'm going to talk to you about the grace of God, the blessings of God, what we can do when we do fail because we're all subject to it. We're in a world, friend, where we're still with the old nature. We're subject to sin. We're subject to making mistakes. We're subject to missing the will of Almighty God. And we need something. We need to know the grace of God is available. We need to know that no failure is final. Listen, friend, the tomb is empty. The throne is, the tomb is empty. The cross is bare, but the throne is occupied. What a great statement that is from an old evangelist that's done gone to be with the Lord. The Bible said in the book of Genesis, chapter 13, 1 and following, and Abraham went up out of Egypt. Now you look at that. And Abraham went up out of Egypt. You know what the question would be? What in the world, Abraham, are you doing in Egypt? Egypt isn't the place for you. That's not where God called you to. God called you out of Ur of the Chaldees to go into a land of promise, a land that flowed with milk and honey, a land that He was going to give to you and to your seed forever. What in the world are you doing coming up out of Egypt? Listen, even great men like Abraham and others we're going to look at in the Word of God at times missed the mark, failed, needed the grace of God, needed the mercy of God, needed a new beginning, needed a restart, needed a restoration. And Abraham, because he's just like me and you folks, just because he's like me and you, he came up out of Egypt. And oh look, being there cost him. Being there cost him a great deal. And Abraham was very, and his wife and all that he had, and Lot was with him into the south. And Abraham was rich in cattle and silver and in gold. You say, preacher, look, he did pretty good while he was in Egypt. And if you read the whole story of Abraham, if you look out at any paper in the world today, you'll see a conflict between the Arabs and the Jews, between the descendants of the Ishmaelites and Isaac and his children. And Abraham was rich. And he went out and he went on his journey from the south, even to Bethel, under the place, watch this, where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Hai, under the place of the altar which he had made, there the first, and there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. I'm going to talk to you today for a little while about new beginnings. I've already been talking to you about it, about new beginnings. Thank God for it. Listen, we're coming to the end of a year. I don't know what kind of year you've had. There's been tears. There's been laughter. There's been life. There's been death. There's been success. There has been failure. There's been getting it right. There's been missing the mark. There's been obedience. There's been disobedience. There's been highs. There's been low. There have been times of fullness and emptiness. You've had all things. You've had nothing. You've been close. You've been far away. But oh, look, friend. Look, if we look at our spreadsheet, so to speak, and there's a lot of negatives on it, I'll tell you what, God's given us a new beginning. I think every week we have a new beginning. Every Lord's Day, every Sunday, it's the morrow after the Sabbath, it's the day after Saturday. It marks a new beginning. It marks the day when Jesus Christ, our Lord, came out from among the dead. It marks the day when the church was inaugurated by the Holy Spirit who came to dwell within the believer forever. That morrow after the Sabbath is the eighth day. It marks a new beginning. And that's what this message is all about. I don't care who you are, where you've been, what you've done, what your company has been, what you've left behind, how far down you have went. Listen, sir, ma'am, because of the grace of God, you can have a new beginning today. If you want one, it's up to you. It is entirely up to you. God has sent me your way to your home, to your car, to your cell, to your hospital room. I don't know where you might be, but God does. But God has sent me to talk to you today through the Holy Spirit and tell you because of who He is. Because of what His Son Jesus has done, that babe born of a virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger, who was the only begotten, the one of a kind Son of God. Because of Him, you and I can have a new beginning. You say, preacher, ever had them? Listen, I have them all the time. I like what David said in Psalm 23, and I believe it's verse 4. He said, He, talking about the shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd, He restoreth my soul. I believe He's talking about He does that continually. I believe He's talking about He needs it regularly. And that's what a God of grace, a God of love, a God of mercy, a God that's long-suffering does. Now look, we don't want to play upon the grace of God. We don't want to turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. And I'm not even insinuating that. But I know how the world is today. I know what a lot of people are preaching and teaching. I know there's a lot of creeps that's crept into the church since what Jude said. But I'll tell you, I still believe that we as believers, I believe we ought to maintain a pilgrim and stranger character about us. And I'll say a little more about that in just a little bit. But Abraham come up out of Egypt. He had made a bad decision. He knew God's will. He knew where he was supposed to be. He knew what God had called him out of. But he decided, and what he called him into. But Abraham decided, look, I can't stand this. I can't take this. I can't endure this. I can't live under this. I've got to do something about this. You see, there was a famine in the land, according to the book of Genesis, verse 10. There was a famine in the land. He did not go to his altar. Abraham did not pray. Abraham did not seek God. Abraham did not fall on his face and say, oh God, what am I to do? And do you know why he didn't do that? Because he already knew what he should have done. He already knew where he was supposed to be, who he was supposed to be there for, what he was. And look, God often tries us. I don't understand when people who are saved have a trial to come into their life. They have some, maybe it's a tragedy, something that's very difficult. Maybe it's an illness. Maybe it's a loss of a loved one. And you know what they'll do? They'll turn their back onto God instead of going closer. Instead of embracing the truth, instead of laying hold upon the promises of God, instead of being with God's people who are strong, stronger than they are through this period of time, they'll go the wrong way. They'll turn south. They'll go sour. And I'll tell you what, friend, it never ends well when people do that. But old Abraham, he went down into Egypt, stayed there a little while, lied like a dog, and lied so much that it even infected and affected his son who was not yet even born. Isn't that amazing? Had that trait that was passed on to his son Isaac. You read that book of Genesis and you'll find out, listen, the truth is, look, we do what we've seen done. But there came a day. Thank God there came a day by the grace of God, in light of God. Look, He was wanting to teach Abraham something. And He wants to teach you, look, I don't know where you're at. I don't know how you failed. I don't know how long you've been there. I don't know what kind of prosperity you think you have gained while you've been in the wrong country, in the wrong place, with the wrong people, doing the wrong thing. You're not where you ought to be. You're not where God designed for you to be. You're not where God wants you to be. And let's face it, you're not where you want to be in your heart. I believe that with all of my heart, friend. I believe there are people that are out of fellowship with God. They're out of the will of God. They're out of the way of God. They're out of the Word of God. They're out of the work of God. And their heart longs to be back. Their heart longs, friend, to know that sweet fellowship, that peace that it brings. Look what Abraham did. Abraham, listen, when God got his attention, like the prodigal, chapter 15 of the book of Luke, when he came to himself, you know what he did? He went right back to someplace. Listen, friend, he went right back to the place that he had built his altar. Look at what verse 3 said. He went on his journey from the south, even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai. You know where he went? He went back to the house of God. He went back to the place where God had met with him, where he had been touched by God's presence and found out about God's promises. I believe that with all of my heart. It was a place where he had prayed. Listen, there was an altar there. He went back to a place where he sought God, where he called upon God, where he communed with God, where he fellowshiped with God, where he heard from God, where he got God's Word and will for his life, where he got what he needed from God. He went back to Bethel. He went back to a place that was familiar, a place that was right, a place of blessing, a place where he knew God was. And you know what he did? He got on his face before God. Do you ever wonder what he said? I believe he offered a sacrifice there probably. I believe he did what his heart knew he ought to do, what he had been taught to do. And he went back to the place, now listen, where his tent had been at the beginning. You can have a new beginning, sir, ma'am. All you got to do is go back. You remember where you lost it. You remember where you left it. You remember where God was blessing you. Where God, listen, where God had just showered you with blessing after. You remember that, do you not? You remember, sir, ma'am. You remember what it was to be in sweet fellowship. You remember what it was to walk with God daily, to walk in His Word, to walk in His will, to walk in His way, to know that peace. Listen, I'm telling you, the Word of God says the ways of a transgressor are hard. And your days have been hard, have they not? Go look in the mirror. Go look in the mirror really, really quick and come back and listen to the rest of this message. You can see the evidence of it, can you not? You can see the change. Look, as the Word of God looks in your heart, you can feel it. You feel the sting of that regret. You feel the sting of that guilty conscience. You still feel the unsatisfaction of that sin. Oh, it may have brought joy and pleasure for a moment of time, but that faded away and turned into a dust storm, a forgotten past memory of something that you thought would satisfy, but it did not. It only brought trouble. But look, he came back to Bethel, came back to the altar, came back to a place of prayer to the God of heaven, the God of grace, the God of mercy, the God of new beginnings, to the God of life, to the God who had called him out and in. And he went back to his tent. You know, we're living in a time when people, we're living in a time when people don't care much about separation. They don't think much about the biblical doctrine of separation. Look, God called Abraham out of the Urs of the Chaldees, and he didn't want him to go into Egypt and pitch his tent, no, or build a house or settle down right there. No, he did not, friend. He wanted him to be a pilgrim and a stranger. Look, you know what Abraham did? He lost during this time in Egypt. He lost, friend, listen, his pilgrim and stranger status, his pilgrim and stranger character. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, let me tell you simply two things about a pilgrim and a stranger. A pilgrim is on his way home, and a stranger is away from home. And I'm here to tell you, friend, like the prodigal, you and I that are saved, you and I that have a father, you and I, bless God, that have been saved by the grace of God, we're not home down here. I'm so out of place. I'm so out of step with this world. I'll tell you what, I like that old song, "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue." I like that, don't you? I like that. And Abraham was sick, no doubt in my mind. He was sick in his heart. I mean to tell you, friend, he knew what he had done. He knew that he had sinned. And look, can I tell you this really quick? If you read chapter 12 of the book of Genesis, that precedes chapter 13, you'll see that Abraham's decision, you'll see that what he desired, what he desired, what he decided, what he did affected other people around him, and it affected those that he loved the most. Listen, it affected his wife. It affected Lot, and Lot never got over it. Do you know that? Lot never got over that. What he gained, listen, what he gained down in Egypt. From then on, Lot made all his decisions from what he had seen, what he had experienced, what he had known down in that land called Egypt. Egypt, by the way, is a type of the world. If I didn't say that early on, and I'm almost sure I didn't, it's a type of the world. And God has called us as believers out of the world. Come ye out, the Bible says, more than one time. And I'll tell you, friend, when you lose your pilgrim and stranger status, when you give up your tent for permanency, I mean to tell you, when you begin to dwell, feel at home there, it's what I'm talking about, in a place that you were not designed for, and in a place, friend, that you're not supposed to be, nor was designed for you. I'll tell you, we're in trouble. Hey, sir, ma'am, I don't know who you are. I don't know what got you to where you're at, but can I tell you again, I don't care how you failed, who you failed with. Hey, no failure is permanent in light of the God of grace. So here's what you and I need to do when we fail. You want restored? You need to repent. That's what Christ told the church of Ephesus to do. Remember from whence thou art fallen. Repent and redo your first works. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. Oh, it's difficult to go to God and say, God, I have sinned, but the sooner you do it, the better off you'll be. Why don't you, sir, ma'am, why don't you today decide like the prodigal, I'm going back to where I belong. I don't belong in this world. I may live in it, but I'm not of it. Nothing satisfies, and I know where to be satisfied. At Father's house, with Father's bread, at Father's table. Hey, listen, if you'll return to Him, the Bible said He'll return to you. He'll restore your fellowship. He'll clean you up. He'll fix you up. He'll stand you up. He'll fill you up. Why don't you do it today? Hey, have that new beginning. Happy New Year.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.